Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, should residents' associations, or other groups indeed, have the right to challenge planning decisions in the courts by judicial review? As we've been hearing, there was a significant dispute at Cabinet yesterday over aspects of new planning legislation. Everyone agrees, or most people agree, that the planning process needs to be streamlined and quickened. But in some of the Green Party worry that new proposals put forward by the government, in which they're a part, might restrict people's access to the courts. Let's get the views now of two voices inside government parties. Nyasa Howrigan is a Green Party TD and was an architect in a previous life. And John Cummins is Fine Gael's Shannon spokesperson on housing. So you're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Nyasa, first of all, because we know the full page, the full 600-page legislation hasn't been published yet, but we got some outline of it yesterday that went went to Cabinet. And it says, where an organisation, for example, a residents' association, seeks to take a judicial review, it will have to be taken by an individual or individuals rather than by an association. What is wrong with that?
Well, as you say, you know, what we're looking at now is kind of reports of drafts, and it will come under extensive pre-legislative scrutiny. But I suppose, you know, for our party, we included reference to the Our House Convention in the programme for government. And the Our House Convention protects people's rights to access information, to public participation and to access justice, particularly in environmental matters. And it doesn't make a differentiation between the individual and a group of individuals. And I suppose we would like to see, you know, as wide as possible an access to justice. And we have a good legacy in this country of people being active participants in the planning process. And I suppose ultimately there is a worrying trend here to focus on judicial reviews. And the data simply doesn't stack up in terms of judicial reviews being the issue with our planning process. We are seeing commencements and construction starting to slow down, but that is not because of judicial reviews. Judicial reviews are a tiny percentage of planning permissions that are refused or ultimately aren't built.
And you're saying there's a worrying trend by government, is it, to focus on judicial review?
I think, you know, there's a kind of a public discussion around judicial reviews at the moment, but we know that that public discussion has been largely led by the sector itself. And we're seeing a huge amount of extensive lobbying from the property industry to kind of point the finger at judicial reviews and the role of, you know, resident associations and individuals to observe on planning permissions. And that is wrong-headed. If you look at the last...
Let me bring in Senator John Cummins from Fine Gael then. Do you disagree, John?
Well, I don't disagree with anything Nessa has said there in relation to people's opportunity to engage in the planning process. We have one of the most open planning systems in the world, and I think it's unfortunate really that this entire debate has been centred in the last 24 hours on one particular issue, when this bill is going to run to nearly 700 pages is my understanding, and it has
point that she was making in relation to applications being restricted to individuals instead of groups?
Yeah, no, specifically in relation to that, you know, I think anyone that is impacted by a planning application, they will absolutely still have the ability to be able to make an observation or an objection to that planning application. What we're doing here is we're saying that it can be a group of individuals. So rather than it being Residents Association X, it can be 50 named residents of Association X. And I think any objective look at that would say that's an attempt.
So it makes no difference whatsoever.
I think anyone would say that's an attempt to bring transparency into the matter. Because we all know,
Because if that's true, Nyasa, it makes zero difference.
Well, I think what we're trying, my reading of it is that what you're trying to do is put an unnecessary barrier. You're exactly right. They could all sign up and do it. But this is about resources. And I don't know if anybody has been involved in a judicial review, but just to begin the process is around €15,000. And so, you know, it's a lot easier for a residents association to gather the resources around them to do that than it is for an individual to go off and talk to every single neighbour on their road. So I think it's about kind of creating an uncomfortable and difficult environment for people to engage in the planning process. process.
What about, is it restricting organisations like UNTASCA or Friends of the Environment or groups like that? Is that a concern for you, Nazza?
It is a concern for me. And as I said, EU law protects the right of individuals and groups, particularly when it pertains to environmental issues, to observe and undertake, discussion with planning authorities. And anything that acts as a barrier to that has to come under question.
What about that then, John?
I mean, there absolutely is no intention to restrict environmental NGOs in that respect. And look, I'm very much looking forward to teasing out this bill in the new year. It's going to come before the Joint Directors Committee. I'm fortunate enough to sit on that. And we're going to be engaging widely across all stakeholders involved in the planning process.
So you're saying environmental NGOs will be protected in this bill? To take JR applications, judicial review applications.
They will, and back to the residents' association piece as well. We know that there's often disagreements within areas in relation to objections or observations in relation to development. There's not always unanimity of views. So I don't think there is anything wrong with saying that if there are 50 individuals as part of a residents' association of 100, that they are the ones that are making the observation, or in the case of a judicial review on a case.
So if that's true then John, it makes very little difference based on what you're saying, and it won't speed up the process at all.
Well, it's about bringing transparency into the process, and it's also about saying that the people that are taking judicial reviews have to be impacted by the planning.
But my point is that the klaxon here from government is that this will speed up the process because it will restrict judicial review application. But based on what you're saying, it won't at all.
But I think, Cormac, the has to be viewed in the entirety of the bill. So what we're doing with the entirety of the bill is introducing statutory timelines. What we don't have in the planning system in Ireland is predictability in terms of timelines, which is the most frustrating element, whether you're a residents' association, a developer, or somebody looking to develop offshore wind energy in Ireland. What you have at the moment is something could go into onboard Panola. It's supposed to take 18 weeks an extension of 6 weeks, and what we know is that those decisions are not being made in those times. Something could go into a judicial review, it could take years. What this planning bill is going to do is it's going to introduce statutory timelines, and I think regardless of what side of the debate you're on, I don't think anyone could disagree that it's not a good thing to introduce.
Surely that's a good thing, Nazza, in Ireland of 2022 and beyond. We need big projects, big capital infrastructural projects, and fast.
Well, we absolutely need those big projects. And I think that this kind of omnibus amendment act, which would look at all of the amendments from the last few years, is needed and would do a lot of good. But what I can tell you from my many years in the construction industry is that any changes to planning law will inevitably impact commencements. It absolutely will, because you'll have developers delay until they find out what's actually in this bill. And what I would suggest is that if residence groups are precluded from making observations or taking judicial reviews, I expect it to be immediately challenged in the courts, and that's probably a further delay that none of us need.
Surely it's a good thing that, or is it, let me ask you this, because this has been put forward by John there, that if a person is objecting, they have to be impacted by the development. So it stops people riding into town and objecting on various grounds, but they may never be impacted by the development themselves personally. Is that a good thing?
Well, no, because the Aarhus Convention upholds the rights of people who, and obviously the climate issue and environmental issue is far more complex than whether you live within 20 metres or 100 metres of a particular area. And that does protect people's rights under EU law when environmental matters are related to the issue to take an observation against any development. And that's as it should be.
You're breaking a promise then in Fine Gael if you break that in the Aarhus Convention, John. Do you accept that?
Well, there is absolutely no intention to break the Aarhus Convention, because you can't. You can't legally do it. And there's no way that the Attorney General will have reviewed the planning laws over the last 18 months and suggested something which would be in contravention of the Aarhus Convention.
But this new law is saying you have to be impacted personally. What if I care about the climate and I feel that a new development is going to damage the environment and climate targets, but I'm not impacted personally?
You could take a case on environmental grounds on that basis.
But sure, the personal impact then has no bearing at all, does it?
Well, to that individual, they would have a personal, they would feel that they would have a personal impact to it.
Explain the personal impact element then to me.
Well, this is all, that's why I said we're looking at 18 pages of heads of bill here. This all has to be teased out through the pre-legislative scrutiny process in the new year. It's going to run to 700 pages, but what there will be attached to that, there'll be cost protection in place in order to try and reassure people that are taking cases. And there'll also be an element of a civil legal aid piece put around initiating proceedings in that environmental space. But all of those matters have to be worked through over the next number of months. I expect this to take until probably, after Easter, summer, before this legislation is able to be enacted in full.
Are you reassured by what you're hearing, Nyasa? Because John Cummins of Fine Gael is telling us, don't worry about the restricted impact to an individual, because you can seemingly get easily around that. The restricting it to one individual, don't worry about that. People can come together fairly handy and get around that clause. And environmental NGOs will be able to take judicial review applications. Don't worry about that element as well. It seems you have nothing to see here.
Yeah, no offence to my colleague, I'm not reassured by that. Look, ultimately what we're all trying to do is get more housing available to people, and certainly, my own interest as well would be to speed up the efficient delivery of things like renewable energy sources like wind and sustainable transport infrastructure. There are 42,000 apartment units with planning that have yet to commence in Dublin. And the reason that they're not commencing has got nothing to do with planning, and it's actually got nothing to do with judicial reviews. The reason it's happening is because of construction costs and land speculation. So if we wanted to speed up the delivery of housing, tackling land speculation through something like a site value tax and windfall taxes is the way to go.
But what about the point, and I'll leave you on this, that Dr Neil Walker was making to Fergal Keane earlier in the programme. He says we need power stations in this country really quickly. We need to copper fasten our water supply as well, and work needs to be done on that really quickly. If somebody comes along and initiates a judicial review application, that could delay that those projects by years.
No, that's fair enough. And one of the things that this bill would do would be to strengthen county development plans to make it clearer for everybody what's possible in particular areas. And I think that's all for the good. It's the focus on judicial reviews and the constraining of people's access to justice that we would have a concern about.
That's the point he's making. By allowing people to do that, it delays the whole project for everyone.
But projects have to be right for their area, and they have to be right for the people who live in those areas. And it's absolutely appropriate that people have a right to participate in what their area looks like.
Okay. Jim says to text 51551, all citizens should be allowed to investigate local building and planning issues, either as individuals or as residents' associations. On the other hand, non-local residents should not have any right to interfere with planning issues. Common sense and fairness should preside. So says Jim. You can make your views known to 51551. For the moment, Nyasa Horrigan of the Green Party and Senator John Cummins of Fine Gael. Thank you both very much.